Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Men's Room podcast from TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. If, like me, you love a little deal, then you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If you keep spending, you'll keep on saving. That's the Toolstation Club. So make sure you join today, online, in-store, or via the app. A Bosch.
Welcome, everyone, to the Men's Room podcast. I'm Adi Oladipo with my sidekick, Rory Jennings. This week, we're discussing friendships.
Important. We need to stop this immediately, though. This is twice now that I've heard me introduced as your sidekick. You're my sidekick.
No, I remember when this started, you said, I am your Robin to Batman.
Yeah, you're the Robin to my Batman.
Change that. Yeah. That clearly needs to be changed. That clearly is not true.
No, I am the Andy Cole. You're the Dwight York. I'm the Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink. You're the Ida Johnson. I'm the main guy. You're the sidekick.
I don't mind being a sidekick to you, because you're an absolute legend. One thing we are, though, is friends. Let's talk about friendships. How many friends would you say you've got right now? Like, real friends, proper.
I think I'm quite lucky on that front.
Really?
I think I'm quite lucky, yeah. I feel like it may stem from being an only child, and when I was young, I would always be sort of quite outgoing, quite forthright, and was fortunate to make friendships early. Then a lot of the friendships that I made in my youth has held on. Mm. Like, a lot of my mates today are friends. I was friends with them when we were eight.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, like basically all the boys from my estate, I'm still friends with. Mm. Don't see them often.
This is it, right? So I would say I could go back to where my mum brought me up and say I'm friends with those, but I don't have their numbers. We talk, and when we meet, we can have a drink. Yeah. And it's fine. But in terms of sort of friends that you are very close with, like invite to your wedding friends, how many of those do you have?
It's very difficult to put a number on it. I'd say 20.
Okay, that's good.
20 close friends, I'd say. And then I suppose there's a...
Your best friend.
There's another rung, sort of outer friends.
Who's your best friend?
There's probably about three.
There's about four people thinking their names are going to come up now, and you don't mention.
Yeah, there's probably about three that I speak to daily.
Yeah,
there's probably about three. I mean, I speak to you an awful lot, you know.
A lot.
Do you know what I noticed on my?
Quite annoying, isn't it?
You know, on WhatsApp. Mm. You know, WhatsApp give you the priority.
I have to be number one.
You're above my wife, but you're above my wife and below my mum.
Sounds wrong now. You said that, not me, right? You said that.
But I mean, our friendship has certainly blossomed over the past couple of years.
Yeah, didn't expect it to.
No, you're not the kind of guy that I would naturally want to be friends with. Who's this chump? But no, it certainly has. But I'd say in the inner circle, 10.
That's a lot.
And then then it's rungs, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about you?
Best friend, Michael. It's weird because I think I've moved. Like, Alton was my best friend initially growing up. I think maybe because we both chased that dream of playing football. Mm. Obviously, Alton made it, and I was always on his like coattails, like, oh, you know, picking up his old boots. I'll take them if you don't want to wear those Predators. What, that Tottenham jersey, give it to me. Yeah. And then I felt like I needed to find my own way. And I think I found my own way with Michael. We both sort of were homeless together. Mm. Lived in a hostel with each other, and we became really, really good friends. And it's funny because he was in my secondary school, but I never really spoke to him in secondary school. But in college, we just became like that. Mm. And I'd say he's my best friend now. I'd say my friendship circle's got a lot smaller since.
Smaller and stronger, probably.
Yeah, definitely stronger. Yeah, almost like the film 300, isn't it, where you only need 300 to go to war. But I probably got like three or four really good friends that I would, you know, tell everything to, confine to, the ups and downs, you know, no stresses about anything. And then I've probably got about another 10 that are just sort of there when I want to go out for a drink. Like, let's go out and
see that
party.
That side, that's quite interesting that you kind of touched on that, the that side of my life, because now I'm never in a nightclub anymore. I'm rarely in a pub. The friendship circle that I had for that, so there was a time when I would often go to Bagley's, often go to Studio 338, often be out and about in a particular scene. That entire friendship circle has dissipated massively. Still view them as mates, but I'm never in nightclubs.
And
that's what our relationship was based
football
on.
Much, do you,
no, the football crowd, what's happened is with the football crowd, the ones that, you know, the fellow in the away end who always wore a nice jacket, you kind of see him and give him a nod. I don't see that bloke anymore. I'm never in an away end. But the friends that I established at football are still very close. Like, I'd say four mates that I made going to Chelsea away games in Europe, really, closer to two decades ago now. Four of that crowd I'm still very good friends with, but that crowd was 50. That crowd was 50 of us. And yeah, 45 I don't ever see. So it definitely moves, but it moves with your life, doesn't it? It moves as you change, your friendship circle changes, because...
How difficult is that? Because I feel like I've had to sort of leave some friends behind.
Yeah.
So obviously growing up, I was, you know, probably doing things I maybe shouldn't have done, you know, as a kid. And those were still my friends, like, you know, but obviously me now as a professional, I kind of had to leave them to grow.
Yes.
And those have been difficult breakups. they've actually felt like breakups. Yeah.
But friendships are often formed because of common interest. The reason that you're friends with certain people is because that you have a common goal or a common interest or a common theme. As the interests diverge, as you move in a certain direction that doesn't tally with the person that you were friends with, you naturally grow apart.
But do you think, okay, you say naturally, do you think you make a conscious effort to no longer be around
some friends? You might, yeah. Some friends you might decide it's not a good friendship. It's not conducive to who you want to be. And you may decide that that person will flourish better without you and you will flourish better without them. So you opt out of a friendship. Some I just think it's completely natural. Like, say the fellas at Chelsea, a lot of the fellas I used to go with, I would love to see them, but our common interests are so different now. My priority is my family, specifically my daughter, because she needs me. My wife doesn't need me. She loves me, but she can fend for herself.
She can handle,
my daughter, my daughter can't. So my priority is my kid. If you're still going to Chelsea every week, your priority is 11 men you've never met. I can't devote my life to going to Chelsea, and therefore our common theme, our common goal, our common interest isn't what it once was. So time is different as well.
Do you believe this statement? Male friendships can feel empty. They are mostly shallow and lacking in emotional authenticity.
No, I don't agree with it entirely. I think there are examples of that, but I think there are examples of incredibly devoted, honourable, loving friendships between men. I think I've got a lot of flaws in my character.
Females tell more, though, to females. I do feel like men sort of put up facades sometimes about whether it's about the money they've got in their pocket, what they're doing. I feel like men...
Yeah, we PR ourselves.
Yeah.
We definitely PR ourselves. But I also think that we don't. There may be a wider group where you PR yourself, like on social media, for example, particularly people like us. Social media is a tool for us to converse with our professional following.
So you're going to call them fans?
No, I kind of was, but it's not. You know what I mean? Like, we have to PR ourselves. So when you're working and you're working with Derek Chisora, you have to put a particular facade on. Of course you do. You're working with an elite boxer and you're a boxing aficionado who adores the sport and have managed to get yourself into this incredibly impressive position. It would be mental for you to be emotional in that example or be anything but professional. But if you're in a pub with Michael, maybe you have a different approach, and you can be very honest and you can be very open and you can be completely transparent. But yeah, of course everything is specific and PR'd to a degree. Of course it is.
Have you ever had a friendship breakup, like like the way you'd break up with your ex, where it can get a bit sort of left, it can go crazy, can't it? Emotionally, whatever, mentally. Would you say you've ever had a
I suppose I have, because my ex-girlfriend had a group of mates that I was quite good friends with via her.
Yeah.
And when we broke up for the final time, they were her mates, and I kind of had to respect that.
Mm.
Like, even though I probably spoke
That's
to them
interesting,
more,
isn't it? Yeah.
Even though I probably spoke to one fellow in particular who I got on really well with, like, we were going over to Brick Lane. You know, they used to do the Sunday raves all day over there. We were going over to Brick Lane, and we would be in 93 Feet East on a Sunday at midday. It was based upon raving and whatever, but I would be better friends with him than she would be at the time. But when we broke up, I had to fall on my sword and kind of give him back.
Mm.
So that was a conscious decision not to be friends. And the only other time I can think of that would be when I was really young, my good mate from the flat where we grew up, we were best mates, lived in a flat below me. We were really good friends. He was older in his approach. I was actually older than him, but he was older in his approach. And he quite early went from wanting to play runouts and football with me to wanting to hang out with the older fellas from Kilburn and Kentish Town and wherever and do things that I really didn't think was good. And I kind of opted out of that friendship as well. I was just like, mate, you've nicked a car. What the hell are you doing? Like, I'm not this.
Mm.
So I kind of made a conscious decision at that young age as well.
Mm.
But no, not really. I think friendships just naturally evolve. They naturally move, and you gravitate to people who you have common interests with, and you move away from people you don't. Is it not as simple as that?
I don't know. Like, for me, I sometimes feel like my personality maybe pushes friends away. I feel like I've pushed friends away over the years.
In what sense?
My communication ain't great.
I'd agree with that. Yeah, no, you can be rude, actually, if we're being totally honest.
No, tell me as a friend.
I think you can be rude with the lack of... Like, sometimes when I look at our text exchange, I'm like a scorned lover. Like, it will literally be green. It will be me with repetitive messages and nothing back.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like, it's different for us because we work together and I know that I'll see you
but
Monday
you can see how some, on yeah, a more serious note, you can see how some just feel like, enough.
Yeah, I could have done that in that way. I'm not texting this kid again, it's up to him now.
Very good friend. Well, I don't even know we're friends anymore, if I'm honest with you. I'd like to think we potentially still are. And he knows what my communication skills, he knows what they're like, he knows they're a bit shitty.
Mm.
And out of the blue, he sent me a message. That's it. No, he didn't message me on my birthday.
Right.
And I've known him since we were 17.
And
we always
did you take that to heart? You're like Yaya Toure.
I did. I swear to God, I'm not joking. I was like, dude, it's my birthday. You just messaged
me. So you got in touch with him to say, why didn't you get in touch with
me? Yeah, I said, why didn't you message me on my birthday? And it was like, he said, I've not even had a message.
What did he say? I've been messaging you for 6 months.
I've not even had a message, dude.
I feel like he's probably correct here, mate.
He said something along the lines of, your communication skills are poor and I'm gone or something. I don't know. You know what?
No,
I'm so childish. I deleted these messages.
He dumped you?
Yeah. And I was like, but you've known me for 24 years. Like, you know this about me.
What I don't understand,
why have you
though,
just decided to jump ship on me?
No, I think he's probably correct because he hasn't just decided. He hasn't just decided to jump
ship. Isn't
it
a conversation?
No, you've through your conduct, through your approach to your friendship with him, you've told him basically, I don't want to be your mate anymore. That's the message that you do convey when you ignore people time and time again. Like, that is what you're doing, even if you don't feel like that. And I suppose the other thing, because people know your situation, you're a single bloke who has a very privileged job and a bit of time on your hands because, of course, you're very busy, but you also, because of the nature of our work, we get time. When you don't reply, you're not putting your twins to bed. You've not replied because you've not replied.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You've probably read the message. You might be on air, but I think people would look at it and go, okay, if that message wasn't from me, if that message was from whoever owns Talk Sport asking, do you want to do a show on a particular date, you probably did reply.
Mm.
And I think people probably go, all right, enough here. You haven't replied however many times.
Yeah, well, that's what's happening.
But I don't think I think it's easily rectified as well. I think if you were just... I mean, I think you acknowledge this fault in yourself, don't you?
So, well, yeah. You mean easily rectified in terms of me reaching out saying I'm sorry?
If you wanted to.
I'm not doing that, though. It's not happening.
But that's also the message. This kind of tallies with what this effectively validates his decision, doesn't it?
Yeah, so I'm in the wrong here.
I think you probably are. Should he have sent you a message on your birthday, considering how long you've been friends? Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But how long has he been trying to contact you?
Well,
but how bad was it? How green were his messages?
Four or five. I don't think four or five ends a friendship. I don't think it ends a friendship of, yeah. I feel like there's more underneath.
Yeah, that's not
I don't think it ends a friendship of 20 plus years. The average person has 16 friends, 3 for life, 5 people they really like and would hang out with, 1-on-1, 8 people they like but don't spend time with 1-on-1 or seek out. 3 for life, 5 people they really like, and 8 that they like but they just don't hang out with.
Well, I think that's a problem though, but that's just societal, isn't it? Like, we don't have time. Like, you and I have spoken about going to the pub together forever. I'm not sure it's ever happened.
I don't think we've ever done it.
I don't think it's ever happened.
No.
Like, we're fortunate enough that we see each other a lot because of our professional lives, but we don't necessarily fall into... Like, say we stopped working together. We would have to both put in the effort to dedicate to go out for dinner or to go for drinks or whatever. I don't know if it would ever happen. Not out of choice. Not out of not wanting it to. Just, you're an incredibly busy bloke. I've got a fair bit going on. When does it happen?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The Men's Room podcast on TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. This is your little reminder that you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store, or via the app. You might be thinking, why would I sign up? But I'm glad you asked. At Toolstation, if you keep spending, you keep on saving. Signing up means that not only will you get a lovely 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, but there are thousands of prizes to be won. So that's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today online, in-store, or via the app.
Your missus, yeah? If her best friend was a man, would you accept it?
Her best friend is a man.
Oh, really?
One of her... She's got a group from up north, like her group from the village where she grew up, and there's 6 of them, and they're all still really good mates. But her London mate is a man, a gay fellow.
Oh, I say,
but he's godfather to my...
It's a bit different. What if he wasn't a gay fella?
Yeah, I don't think I'd care.
Really?
I don't have energy to care about that sort of thing. I fully trust my wife as well. Like, if you don't... If you have an issue with that,
then that's
you probably
you.
Shouldn't get married, should you?
Yeah, it's on
like,
you.
If you genuinely think, oh, she's going to shag her best mate while I'm at work. Like, if you genuinely think that, you probably should get divorced. Like, if that's honestly on your mind, you should probably not be married. But fellas are mad for things like that.
Yeah.
Lots of fellas really jealous.
Yeah, they can't take that kind of
really
stuff.
Really jealous.
Yeah. Do you think men, and this, I guess this is what this podcast is about really, shy away from real deep conversations, like male to male, like real deep conversations?
Sometimes
like, I'm trying to think of, I remember when
why
I...
why is it bad? This is what I don't understand.
What, to shy away from conversations? Yeah, well, if he's your best friend, then who would you... That's the person you seek out for these conversations,
sometimes it's good to open up, right? Sometimes it's good to open up and be really honest and really lay it all on the table and let your emotions run free. Sometimes that's good. But what's wrong with demonstrating a bit of stiff upper lip? What's wrong with just thinking, right, I'm going to pull myself together. I'm not feeling good. Things aren't going my way. I'm feeling really low. But do you know what else? Do you know what I'm also going to do? I'm going to really seize this day and I'm going to go with it and I'm going to do the best I can and I'm not going to whinge about it to anyone. I'm just going to get on with it. I think that's all right as well. And I know you're not meant to say that. And I know that everybody's meant to be totally in tune with their emotions and talk about everything. But there's nothing wrong with just...
Wait, so if you were going through something, say you are Mr. Rory Jennings, you're going through something. You're depressed. You've been depressed for a couple of weeks. So it's not a case of you've tried the stiff upper lip thing. You've tried to, like, you know, roll up your sleeves, all the terms that are used and it isn't working. Would you say, all right, Charlie, meet me in a pub, let's have a quick drink, I need to talk to you about something. Would you do that?
Yeah.
You would, yeah?
I think so, but I would definitely exhaust sorting myself out.
Yeah.
I would definitely.
But what I'm trying to say is that when we talk about friends, can you have that conversation with him? Can you have that conversation?
I think I could have it with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've got quite a lucky network where I could.
I think men shy away from these conversations.
I'd feel comfortable having that conversation with you.
Yeah, I would tell you.
I would honestly, if things started going wrong for me, if work dried up, and I was worried about the mortgage, I feel like I would talk to you, because not only would you be a good counsel and a good friend, sharing a problem like that could also result in you going, do you know what, Rory? I know this project that's going on. You could be a good fit for it. Let me try and help you out. That's also why you discuss things, because not only are you effectively sharing and letting emotion out, you potentially help to resolve the problem. If I said to you, Addy, I've got no work, everything's gone wrong, you might go, do you know what, Roy, I heard of a project that was being built at the moment that you might be right for. All of a sudden, the entire trajectory of the conversation changes, doesn't it? It goes from one of pity to one of hope. So I think that always share, but also I think that people have gone wild for the I feel a bit sad today, I'm going to do a 17-page Twitter thread about how low I think. Like, mate, just stop typing and go and make things good. Get out there, do your best.
Maybe that's, you know, you say that, but maybe that is people thinking I know this might sound weird because they're telling it to the world, but maybe that's their way of saying, like, I haven't got a friend that I feel like I can speak to about that subject, so I'm going to air it somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a damaging way to proceed. I don't think it helps.
You know, I'm trying to think of my friends list here. Apart from maybe my best friend, Michael, I don't have many friends that I'd share everything with.
No,
like I'd feel uncomfortable.
But I don't know. See how you're portraying that. See how you phrase that. You're phrasing it in a way that has negative connotations, as if you should have somebody that you share everything with. I don't know why that has to be the right answer. Why are you meant to share everything with everyone? Nothing wrong with having it in you. Nothing wrong with having these thoughts that you deal with yourself. Take some responsibility for yourself. Take some ownership for yourself. I'm not saying don't share. Share when you have to. But you don't need to. You don't need to do that. Yeah. It might have looked for me. This isn't how society portrays problems. Society says, now make sure you talk to everyone and make sure you share everything. But I just think if you're having I've had my share of that. Like when Clementine was first born, it was problematic. We've discussed this. I didn't have any work. I didn't have any money. We were living in a one-bedroom flat that I was renting. Everything was going wrong. My daughter didn't have a bedroom. I didn't have any work. Everything was going wrong. I didn't take to Twitter. I didn't really tell anyone about it. I just thought, right, get on with it. Work hard. Make the best of this situation. And friends helped me out. Occasionally, Charlie, for example, gave me a couple of quid here and there and would help me out. Gave me a couple of quid in as much as he'd get me an article to write. Get me an article to write about Chelsea, and I'd nick a few quid on that. And other friends would help in their own way as well. But ultimately, if you have a baby and you get married, you sort out your problems. You're the answer to the problems. As a person in that position, in my opinion, you're the solution. You aren't the problem. You don't start looking for answers elsewhere. Yeah, you're the answer. You're not a problem.
What's that Drake song? No new friends. Or something. There's a line at no new friends. Do you think you get to a certain age where your friends are your friends? Like you just said, all your friends are from when you were young, aren't they? Like,
no, I've welcomed new friends in at various stages all my life. We're new friends, mate.
Yeah.
Relatively. We're two years old.
Yeah.
No, I'm very open to meeting new people. I think life is often inspired and invigorated by meeting new people. You have a great time meeting new friends. Doors open for you by meeting new friends. Like, don't close yourself off. It's different for Drake. Drake don't need no new friends. he doesn't need any new friends. He's got everything that he could possibly want. But no, I think keeping the door open is a good policy.
This is interesting. The unspoken rule of male friendship. The stronger the friendship, the harsher the insults.
Yeah, that's true.
That's very true.
I say things to you now
when we first met. You know what's a good test to a friend? Would you tell your friend, BO is a big one, isn't it? Body odour. I always find that's the friendship line there. Would I tell that friend, you smell?
Yeah, I think that's a good... Do you know what I think the truth... That, to me, is very superficial because I don't really care if...
Yeah, you should.
Right. Do you know what I think is a real test?
Go on.
And this is this may actually potentially be slightly different between men and women.
Mm-hmm.
With a real friend in a male context, you can have a proper argument and then still be fine. That to me is I don't mean the kind of a friend, argument that you were talking about at the beginning of this podcast.
No.
Because that's more of an emotional argument.
Yeah.
I mean, me and you have a disagreement about work and it gets fairly serious. We tell each other to do one and the next day we're in the pub together, everything's fine.
That to me is a real friend. A big difference between male and females.
Yeah.
Feel free to leave a comment.
That's my take on it. Yeah. Because
I've seen you actually have that with someone.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen you actually have that with someone, and then the next day you're talking to them.
It's just in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
There's no issue with sort of talking about that.
No.
That was Adam McCullough.
Yeah.
Some people who listen into this podcast will probably know from the Stretford paddock.
Mm-hmm.
We were out for dinner in the States.
Yeah.
We had an argument. Adam and I had an argument at dinner and I left.
Yeah.
I left. Basically said, not for me. And I'm
do out. One.
In a far more vocal, open way. And I left dinner. I thought, I'm not here. I'm annoyed and I'm gone. But then you come back and everything's fine. You know, you come back the next day and everything's fine. But yeah, I think that's a hallmark of a very good friend. And Adam is a very good friend of mine.
How many friends would you say are from the opposite sex? Do you have any female friends? And if you're doing that, why? Why not?
I have done over the years.
Mm.
Like, so the girl, when I first started going to Chelsea away on my own, like without parental guidance, when I was about 15, I used to go with the girl. But we're still very good friends. In fact, I'm the godfather to her kid.
Mm.
But I don't see her anymore. No. I can't think of the last, I literally don't know the last time. I might not have seen her for 10 years. So those friendships, they sort of dissipate because she used to live in Swiss Cottage. She moved out of the area. Because she had a kid and whatever, she's gone. I don't really see her anymore. But we speak now and again, and obviously you're on Instagram, whatever. But no, in terms of like actual girlmates. No, I don't have it.
Did you ever?
I have had it in my life, but I haven't had it for
remember
15
many friends
years.
You had on that, remember?
Yeah, no, but that's just numbers, isn't it? Yeah, that's just numbers.
Chasing 1,000.
Yeah. That's just numbers. Mm. But no, I don't think, hang on a minute, this is a bit of an eye-opener.
I don't have any female friends.
I don't think I have any.
Yeah. Well, that's a lie. I have female friends, but there's...
Like, they're like
crossed over.
I'm friends with, you know, like, the mother of the kid that my friend is best mates with. But that's not my friend, is it?
No.
That's just the mother of the... Mm. No, I don't think I have any.
But you say Shaban's a friend.
Shaban's my friend. Yeah, Shaban's my friend.
Yeah.
But Shaban and I don't go out for dinner.
No. And you wouldn't necessarily confide in Shaban?
No, I wouldn't confide in Shaban. No. She's a very good friend. I think she's a brilliant broadcaster. But I really like her. I really like her company. She's always a breath of fresh air when you see her in the office. But we're not... Yeah, of course we're friends. But we're not friends in the way that... Friends are like the true definition of the word friends.
What's the true definition? I'll put you on the spot. What is it then?
Whatever was going on in my life, you would probably know.
Okay.
Whatever was going on, you would probably know.
Mm.
Good, bad, and everything in between.
Mm.
You know a lot of things about me.
Mm.
She would not know any of them.
Yeah.
Okay. She would not know any of them. But she's still a really good friend. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, like you communicate with her, but she's not going to know the ins and outs of what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any?
No.
I can't believe it. I feel like I need to look through my phone.
No,
I don't think I have any.
I don't think I do. No, I had one. Rose Damoa. Very, very good friend of mine. We used to work together in Burger King. She's now in Japan, I think, Japan or China. She was probably my last proper female friend where there was no sexual chemistry. We're not, it wasn't like, you know, female friends and then one night we get drunk and boom.
Yeah.
No, just friendship.
I'm looking down my recent WhatsApp conversations,
you have no one,
right?
No. You have no female friends at all.
I've literally not had a conversation with a female apart from the girl who makes my thumbnails. Wow. Oh, no, hang on. There's a girl from my gym who I haven't seen for 10 years.
You, do you think?
I have no... It says something.
It says something. The fact you have
both
no...
It says something
about us.
There is a message here.
Yeah.
I don't know it. Somebody more intelligent and articulate than me will have to discern exactly what it means. But it definitely says something.
I'm looking at the last female that I messaged. This is getting quite personal here. I said...
Uh-oh.
What did I say?
Uh-oh.
I'm thinking That's what I said. Hey, I need a massage. I stopped doing massages a year ago. I wear nails now.
Oh my gosh.
Take them off. I need a massage. My lower back's hurting. She's that's what she does as a profession. That's the last female conversation.
I can't believe it. Huh? This has opened up something that I never realised at all. I mean, I live with two females, so I've definitely had my fair share.
I think there's something in it where I'm okay to open up to a man about everything. Mental health, financially, if I'm struggling a little bit, what's going on. I don't know if I'm the same. I don't think I'd be the same with a female because the bravado.
Yeah.
And maybe that's part of it as well.
Yeah, I suppose the only way that you would, though, if it's just that you don't have the friend in the position that is a female. So if I happened to be a female and our relationship was exactly the same, you probably would open up.
Maybe.
But then maybe we wouldn't be such... Well, I mean, history tells us that we wouldn't be such friends because you haven't got that friend.
No.
And over the course of your life, you must have met somebody that you resonate with.
Yeah.
But there's always a sexual thing, isn't there?
This is what I'm about to say. There's always that.
There's always
like, when do they? How and when do they fall into that friendship category?
Because basically, I think blokes want to sleep with anyone. Female. Like, you know when people go, oh, yeah, we're really good friends, but I don't fancy her. I'm just like... But you do a bit.
Yeah,
like, even did. If you don't, or you did, or you have once slept together. I feel like there's always that.
I think that is the issue.
But we're not particularly modern men here.
What are we?
I think we're coming dinosaurs? Across in this like dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Mate,
the last time you spoke to a woman was to ask for a massage.
That's what she...
Last time I spoke to a woman was to ask for a thumbnail.
Rory, good one. We're friends.
Thank you. Well, I'm very happy to know that if I ever need anybody's shoulder to cry on, you are there for me.
Yeah, I might take a couple of days to get back to you, but I will get back to you. I will 100% get back to you. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to the Men's Room podcast. This has been an interesting one. Friendships. What do they mean? What are they? I think we're trying to still explore ours, but we are friends. And look, everyone needs a friend. My DMs are open. If you don't have a friend, feel free to DM me. He's a closed.
Firmly.
So it's just be mine that you're finding. But thank you so much again for tuning in to this week's episode of the Men's Room podcast. Don't forget, remember, you can download your podcast from wherever you download them from. And if, like me, you like watching them, go over to TalkSport's YouTube channel and watch this one right now.
ToolStation are the proud sponsors of the Men's Room podcast on TalkSport. Join the ToolStation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with ToolStation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If all that isn't enough, then remember, if you sign up, then you will get loads of exclusive discounts that aren't available anywhere else. That's the ToolStation Club, so make sure you join today, online, in-store or via the app.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.